Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we talk about politics over a cup of coffee. You know why? Because if you don't do politics, politics will do you. And you ain't gonna like the results, folks. But you know what? You can change the world. There's hope. Yep, there's even hope for America and the craziness of the times that we are in, including this. Now, I want to throw this out to you because this is a huge red flag, and you better wake up, folks. It's called our increasing inability to distinguish reality from illusion. Huh? Yeah, we're going to get it into something to just flat out scare the living daylights out of you. And it's going to become ever more increasingly difficult for us, those of us on the conservative right, to be able to distinguish the reality of videos. No kidding. As to whether they're actually the real video or it has been altered. Because there is a new deep fake. Remember, we've talked about that. This came out of the CIA. A lot of wonderful things come out of the CIA, apparently, right? Hammer, scorecard, you know, that can change, apparently. Allegedly. No, we are not politically correct on this radio station or this radio show. Allegedly. Can change votes as they're being transmitted. From a county to some server in Italy or Germany and then back. I don't know why it has to happen that way, but it does. Anyway, those things, you know, that apparently came out of the CIA. Well, so also did deep fake gaming software. Videos. And it's going to be used against us. And you know what it's going to produce, folks? A Joe Biden reality czar. Oh, goody. This is going to be fun. We're going to talk about that today, folks. Also, Tina Kotek's soft on rioters bill is really dangerous to you. And we're going to talk about that, too. Yeah, that's a bill in front of the Oregon legislature. And what's behind it and how it can impact your life in a really bad way. Really bad way. And like everything that the Democrats do, it's smoke and mirrors. You know, Rush used to say that it's symbolism without substance. That's right. Democrats portray to be the party of the women, right? Standing up for women's rights. And then what do? They pass the Equality Act in the House of Representatives, in the U.S. House of Representatives. It now goes to the Senate, which destroys women's rights. But they say they're protecting you, right? Democrats say that they're against racism, that any law like the one that the Supreme Court just agreed to hear, or the one passed yesterday in Georgia by the Georgia House, for actual voting security, it's racist. Democrats say it's all racist. Then what do? They pass laws that are actually racist. Against the very people that they say they're protecting. It's Democrats' symbolism without substance. So that's what Tina Kotek's doing, but they're not done there, folks. How about this bill that Oregon Democrats want to raise your property taxes by maybe as much as 60%? What? That's right. You see, they're protecting all of you working class folks out there, you know that, I mean, you can't afford Trump's tax increases. Nope. We're going to have to take them away from you, even though, of course, you got like $2,300 a person less in taxes in the average Oregonian. No, no, you can't afford that. We're going to have to take that away. Oh, and we're going to tell you that it's for your benefit. And we're going to tell you that, no, we're only taxing the rich. And all of a sudden, you're going to look at your paycheck and your pay stub for 2 weeks, and it's going to be, what? How come it's less? Because they took it away from you while they were saying it's for your best interest. And now they're going to raise your property taxes because it's because local government doesn't have enough money. We don't have enough money to feed the beast, the big government beast. We need more of your money because we don't have enough cops and firefighters. Oh, that's right. We're defunding the police. So why would we want more money? By the way, did you see what they did in Minneapolis? Folks, they literally defunded the cops. Violent crime surged, as you can see if you just look at any statistics about it. So what does the city council of Minneapolis do? They vote to spend $6 million to do what? Just hire another 200 police officers. Why? Well, because they've had almost half of their police force retire, leave, or get fired. And they want to hire 200 more. I thought they were going to totally defund the cops. Hey, yesterday, do you remember, folks, that I said to you, I was asking those of you to somebody find how widely watched was Donald Trump's CPAC speech? Well, it turns out there's a 100%fedup.com story about this by Patty McMurray. It says, in 2017, when Donald Trump was inaugurated, his television viewers alone, TV viewers, was 31 million. Now, that's an astonishing number. There's a story. She provides a link to it. At CPAC, folks, get this. Donald Trump's social media viewership, just not television, folks, not Fox News, not Newsmax, just social media alone, people watching or listening like I did, I was listening to Donald Trump's speech on social media, that alone was 31 million. Social media alone. This is a tweet that was released by Trump Advisory Board member Jason Meister. He writes, President Trump's speech at CPAC 2021 eclipsed 31 million live viewers on social media. Just social media. Now just think about that for a moment, folks. Joe Biden can't. What did he have? Biden's he had an address the other day. Oh yeah, they show a screenshot of it. Yeah, Biden delivered some remarks to workers. 38,000 people watched it. See, 31 million people watched Trump's speech at CPAC. 38,000 people watch Biden speak to workers and, again, pretend to be, hey, I'm pro-worker. Yes, I am. As I'm cutting all kinds of jobs with my executive orders, taking away our cheap gas. By the way, have you noticed how gas has jumped? Why would that be? Because Biden is creating another artificial gas shortage crisis. By limiting, I mean, they're talking about shutting down existing pipelines now, folks. This is not just the Keystone XL pipeline. It was almost finished that they've shut down. It's not that, and not those incredibly high paying jobs. No, it's just not that. No. Now they're talking about shutting down actual existing pipelines, making it harder to get natural gas, crude oil to refineries. That's what they're doing. And you wonder why your gas prices are going high. And on top of that, they want to raise your property taxes between 30 and 60%. On top of that, they want to raise your fees for everything out It's just stunning, folks, what deep Democrats want to do to you. This is why we talk about these things, because hopefully you will have ammunition to help change your world, persuade others. Like you could ask somebody you work with, did you see that Democrats want to just introduce a bill that raises our property taxes maybe as much as 60%? How's that work for somebody on fixed income? You know, Democrats care so much about the poor and the senior citizens. That's why they keep raising the sin taxes that really hurt the poor. That's why they want a sales tax that hurts the poor. That's why they want to raise your property taxes, which hurts the elderly and fixed income people. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
I hit you on several things. I addressed it on your brother's Lars show yesterday concerning the equality tax that they're trying to throw on the property tax. My numbers, I got a friend of mine who lives in North Salem in Dallas. They have 230,000 homes in Dallas because of the rule. It's about
They have what kind of homes? What kind of homes do they have in Dallas?
They got ranch style homes, basically single story
ranch
homes.
Styles. Okay, so these are homes they live in, or are they rental units?
They're living. Okay, and my question and my thing is this: their numbers right now, they're paying 14 in Polk County, 23 in North Marion County. Matter of fact, right there below People's Church. And that's about 1,400 square foot home with half a quarter backyard. And the thing is this, you raise them up, if they raise up like they're talking about, it's going to be just like back east. That's what they're basically doing, raising money in a depressed economy while they got everybody bound down, businesses are shut down. And keep on forget, people, you renters out there, property taxes goes up on those too. So your rent can go up as much, or condominium associations can go up as much as $200 to $300 a month. Did y'all learn your lesson from Obama when he went through and had caused the housing situation in Oregon by his policies of immigration to the extreme that paying off his buddies? This is what we got going on. And the last thing is this. Where's my Catholic churches, since our president is a Catholic? This Equality Act that they want to push through, do you know that it undermines the right, like case like Melissa or the guy who fought the case in Colorado concerning the discrimination towards transgender, this, that, and other?
Right.
They will have
right.
more rights than me as a black man. And I preserve myself as American, judged by my character and my color of my skin. This emasculation of European Americans, emasculation of our religious beliefs and foundations, emasculation of our business freedom of practices is very damning. And in my opinion, sir, I hate to use that word, but it will destroy us. And we need a
yes,
stand
up.
If the churches don't come out, especially the Catholic churches, don't fight Congress and the Senate on this, then we'd be in doom. God bless you.
You're right. You are so right, Ron. Everybody needs to step up.
Back. Get off their bum. God bless you.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past 6 o'clock. You know, Ron is really right here. This whole business of the Equality Act and what it does to our religious freedoms is incredibly dangerous. And in all truthfulness, both the Catholic Church and evangelicals, Jewish people, and heck, even Muslims, they need to be contacting the U.S. Senate. Now, I don't care that we in Oregon have to Democrat senators, we need to be contacting them. You need to be emailing them or calling them. We need to be closing down, literally, overloading their servers with emails. Americans do. They need to wake up. That's up to us, folks. How would you like your pastor, your church, your parish, your synagogue, heck, your mosque, to have to be forced to hire people who are transgender? I want you to think about that. Everything that is against everything you believe in faith, you would be forced to go against it. That's what this bill does. Oh, they say it doesn't, folks. Wrong-o. It's exactly what Democrats always do, right? Symbolism without substance. Claim to be protecting groups and classes of people while passing bills and laws that do just the opposite. Like raising your property taxes 30 to 60% while they say they're protecting you from those evil rich people. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, I'm going to go to Rich, but I just want to share with you folks. Today we have a new discount code at Pro Bioscience for their great CBD products. You can get a 15% discount on any of their great products, like the pain stick that you hear me just rave about, because, folks, it works. Believe me, it works better than anything I've ever used. You go online to pro-bioscience.com. Just use the word change, and you get 15% off. Plus, you can contact them, and you can ask them about their loyalty rewards program. And you can save even more money by referring new customers to ProBioscience. You can be assured you're getting the highest quality CBD products there are. They're made right here in Salem, and they are made only from the highest quality CBD oil there is. And that is only Oregon-grown CBD, because it is. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. What do you say today?
I need to change gears on you because I got something that really irritates me.
Okay, let's do it.
My grandkids went back to school yesterday, and they have to wear a mask all the time, including when they run around the track. Now, I think it's crazy that the bureaucrats who run this don't care about the kids at all. They're just coming out with this stupid stuff. And if you're a prisoner in the Oregon State Penal System, you don't wear a mask when you run around the track because it's not good for your health. so why are these so-called Democrat bureaucrats destroying our kids' health by forcing them to run around the track with the masks on?
So it's an inconsistent policy, Rich. Because yes,
well,
cross country track people,
but you know, what lawsuits
you're not required to wear it football or basketball.
What lawsuits do they want to start against the individuals in the school system that force the kids to wear masks while they're running?
Well, that's coming, and it ought to come, because it's dangerous to your health.
Well, yeah, they have you sign this thing, that a waiver saying you can't sue them if they do something wrong because of the election year virus. But that's not going to help, because I'd sue their butt individually.
You have to. Not just the school district, but you sue individual coaches that agree to do this. I mean, I'm serious. Until we start going after the bureaucrats,
and the bureaucrat who wrote this thing up.
Yes. Yes.
This is totally to destroy a whole generation's health.
It is, and it's insane. And it's inconsistent, because they don't require it for other sports. Now, let me ask you, you sent me the OHA website, the latest Oregon deaths.
Yep.
Okay. So the death rate of the total people tested, if I get this right, is 0.06, 6/10 of 1%, right?
Yep.
Okay. or 0.06%.
Yes.
So the death to the total Oregon population
is... total population, too.
Yeah, is 0.05.
Yeah.
Yet, the total deaths of all types of deaths in Oregon from January to this for the entire year of 2020 was 39,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So we shut down a whole state. 40,000 people died. But we shut down an entire state and an economy for 1,500 people.
No, 2,206 has died so far.
But, we shut down an entire state and there's no flu. Isn't that miraculous? There's COVID everywhere, but there's no flu.
Strange how that happens, isn't it?
I can't understand it.
It's called the electioneer virus, Jeff.
And you're right, Rich. Hey, thanks once again for pointing out the inconsistency. I think it's time. I think bureaucrats who design these policies need to be held accountable. The only way we're going to do it is to sue them. Heck, the courts are allowing all kinds of suits. Thanks,
yep.
Rich. Corby writes me an email, says, good morning, Jeff. And add to that, you can't evict a tenant for non-payment or raise the rent over a certain percentage, which I'm sure will change thanks to which Kate Brown's tyranny. How convenient is that? Well, yeah, he's talking about the Democrats proposing anywhere between a 30 and a 60% property tax increase. A proposed constitutional amendment that really does away with the intent of Measure 5, passed in 1990. That has kept your property taxes way low. Back in a moment, folks. I want to get into the seriousness of this deep fake business because it is going to really throw a monkey wrench in everything we need to do as conservatives in the future. In a moment.
No, that's not poverty. As they march through town to the river's side, they baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Political Coffee today. So I want to get into this. What is going to be a real danger to us in the conservative movement? And I'm going to do that in a minute. This is about this new gaming software that takes deep fake videos to a new level. In fact, it makes it just anyone who is halfway computer literate can create ultra realistic digital humans. And I mean incredibly realistic. And this is where you can make a real human being digitally say things with facial inflections, with inflections in their voice and everything else that they did not say. You can create a video that does that. And this is very dangerous to where we need to go as conservatives, because where we need to go is our new platforms that are not controlled by YouTube. So they don't, you know, people like RSN cut Mike Lindell off because they're afraid that they're going to be deplatformed by YouTube. You know, they're a great, young, very bootstrap little television network. I've watched them on social media several times, cover Trump rallies from beginning to end. And they just operate on a shoestring. I get why they don't want to be deplatformed. I understand that. But we need new platforms so that they can freely allow people, or you or I, to say what we believe about anything. Because that's our right as Americans under the First Amendment. It's our inalienable right. So we're going to have these new platforms. By the way, I finally got my, and thanks to Joseph, because he told me to restart my phone because my Parler app wouldn't work. It works now. Thank you. But Parler and CloudHub and Gab, and boy, what, did you see that Gab got hacked? That's bad. Signal, Telegram, these are all these, most of them are very secure platforms, some more secure than others, obviously. But the point is that we need to have our own media. Our own media that we can go around the censorship of Facebook, of these other, of Twitter and so forth, in the mainstream media for that matter. Now, one of the places where you will never get a fake bit of information is call-in live talk radio. But I'm telling you, in the future, these deep fake videos are going to be very dangerous to us, because it is going to lead to a reality czar, a bureaucrat, maybe at a cabinet level position under Harris, a President Harris or a President Biden, that could literally take away our free speech. And they're developing new artificial intelligence tools to decide, to detect deep fake or altered videos or audio. Oh, goody. Let's let some computer algorithm created by Silicon Valley geniuses that hate our guts, let's let them decide what is free speech and what isn't, what's real and what isn't. That's why I started the show, and in a moment I'm going to go to the phones here, because I owe this. That's why I said in the beginning here, at the open of the show, our increasing inability to distinguish reality from illusion is going to be very dangerous for us in the future. That's why we're going to have to be very careful. But one place that you will never have to worry about that is live call-in talk radio. So let's talk to a live caller. Let's talk to Art. Hey, Art, good morning to you. And by the way, my apologies yesterday. I totally forgot that you were still on the line. My bad.
Hey, Jeff. When you get to pontificating sometimes, you just can't help it.
I know.
You got a thought and you got to go. You don't have to apologize. You only got a two-hour show. So I want to take this property tax thing a little bit further, because not only is it going to cost me as a homeowner 30 to 60%, my God, Jeff, what do they think we are? Made of money?
And yes, isn't that racist? They do.
Isn't that racist to the Democrats of doing this, because people of color don't make as much money as us white people do, supposedly. And so I just wanted to bring that point up. But let's not all forget, people, okay, that all these businesses who have warehouses and, property that they run their businesses out of are also going to have to pay that increase. And so not only is your property tax money going to come out of your pocket, this thing's going to be cyclical and hit you everywhere. Listen, everybody, the Democrats do not care about you, your well-being, your ability to be able to buy food and everything else. And if we don't stand up against these excuse my French, but I'm going to say it, damn Democrats, we're not going to be able to afford to live, period.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening in California. And that's why the middle class can't afford to live in California. And they're raising everything there. Their gas prices are wildly higher than ours are, but their property taxes, their just their cost of living in every area because of their other fees and their other taxes, it all gets passed down. And this is what the average voter just isn't thinking about, that every time you raise a evil corporation's taxes, that you, the consumer, pay it. Unless, of course, you get a carve out if you're, you know, a big donor to Democrats like Nike and Intel, that those people.
Anyone who supports this bill, their constituents should start a recall effort, because the time has come for us Oregonians to draw a line in the sand and say, we're tired of it. We're tired of us paying for everything, and you can't even run our government right. You know, they can't even put in good computer systems when they have the money.
And
they want us to give them more money to waste.
Yeah, trust us, because we've done such a great job with your money now. Let's see. See, you went 3 months without getting an unemployment check because we got $87 million 13 years ago to upgrade our computer system, but we never got it done. But please trust us, because we're going to get it done now. And oh, by the way, you know that computer system that calculates all of our votes on election night? It's running on 2008 software that Microsoft doesn't even support anymore. And oh, by the way, did you know that we got $11 million for that, of which we had to give it all back at the end of the year? Why? Because we didn't use it. Yeah, trust us to give you more and to look out after you. So let me ask you this. If Democrats want to raise our property taxes between 30% and 60%, is the math that's used to calculate those higher property taxes, is that math racist?
I think it, well, hey, you know what? I think it is, because it hurts.
It hurts the poor.
According to them, the minority people.
That's right.
It hurts people of color more. So, you know, the time is to wake up. The Democrats don't care about Oregonians, period. They want to hurt our senior citizens.
But they say they do, Art. And that's all. If you're a Democrat, you just, symbolism over substance, like Rush said, right? All you have to do is say you care. And everybody believes it, because nobody in the mainstream media is going to hold you accountable.
Yeah, well, hey, if you swallow the Kool-Aid, people, you deserve what you get. We can't afford to pay more taxes. We're already, a lot of people are running from paycheck to paycheck. And
yeah,
people,
absolutely right, Art. I'm going to let you go, friend. Thanks for your contribution, because you're right. People are living from paycheck to paycheck, and if you're on fixed income, how's this going to work for you? Or, and if you're a landlord and you can't evict anybody because nobody's paid you rent for 9 months now, because of that, or longer, how's this going to work for you?
Exactly.
I mean, it's bad, Art. It really is. Thanks for your
bye-bye. Have a great
day. What Art is talking about is HJR 13, and it's up for a hearing today, folks. Okay? And what it does, it changes how they calculate your property tax. The bottom line is it's going to increase a minimum of 30% and as high as 60%. It just depends on the various scenarios based on how this thing gets interpreted. So, when we come back, a couple of emails, and I want to get into this deep fake app. Folks, this will scare the living daylights out of you. And you should watch this video. It really scared me. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Got an email from Linda. Says, I have conservative friends who have been liberalized through their Catholic Church to the point that I don't recognize them anymore. They thought Obama did a really good job. I've known him for 50 years, and 50 years ago they were staunch conservatives. I have to tell you, my mother has friends in her Seventh-day Adventist church. Same thing. Used to be very conservative. In fact, they're very conservative on everything, but they could not vote for Trump. They hated him. She doesn't know if they voted for Biden, but if they did, and they're very pro-life, they voted for abortion of children, babies in the womb. Because that's what happens when you don't vote for a pro-life person. It's just stunning. It really is. All right, so there is this story. It's in the Federalist. It's called, This App Will Soon Unleash Deep Fake Videos That Can Frame Anyone. That's the headline. Meta Human Creator, that's the name of this software, Meta Human Creator, lets any dummy create deep fakes for fun. Before long, only a fool will believe anything he sees online. So this is Epic Games has just released the first demos of Meta Human Creator. That's the actual software. Bringing us one step closer, this writer, but his name is Joe Allen, closer to living a simulation, us living in a simulation. What does that remind you of? All of those movies, right? Anyway, the cloud-based app, he writes, has an intuitive interface allowing minimally competent users to create ultra-realistic digital humans in less than an hour without compromising on quality. It was developed as a top platform for game design, film effects, and live event production. It allows users to build detailed humanoids for 2D videos or immersive virtual environments. It's so easy an amateur can do it, even if you're a talentless game animator or a dating app con artist. Now is your time to shine. It's creepy, he writes, because it is so natural. He writes, their facial movements mimic genuine emotions. Watching the demos, and by the way, there is a demo here. You notice tiny pores, subtle wrinkles, hints of tooth crud, even peach fuzz catching the backlight. The facial palette offers a wide range of skin tones, hairstyles, and bone structures. And then it goes on to describe it. And then he makes an important point here. He says, ultimately, this software is going to democratize deepfakes. It starts with innocent pranks and ends in international scandals. As the fakes pile up, normal people will increasingly approach media with schizoid skepticism, a trend that is well underway. Any video evidence a person wants to ignore can be dismissed as a deep fake. The inevitable explosion, he writes, of phony content will also strengthen our self-designated legitimate news sources as the sole arbiters of what is real. If it gets bad enough, we might need a federal reality czar to sort it all out. There you go, folks. That's the essence of this. What we're going to see, you know, as we you go back to the videos of the January 6th fake insurrection at the federal Capitol building, right? Well, we know it's fake because it was planned out in advance, according to the FBI. It wasn't spontaneous based on what Trump said. We know that Trump said that he offered 10,000 National Guard troops to Nancy Pelosi before the January 6th event. She turned it down. We know that the FBI said there were four distinct groups, including Antifa, which nobody wants to hear, that were planning in advance, according to the FBI. Since the left trusts the FBI now, we don't, of course, sadly. And why wouldn't they believe the FBI with Antifa? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. So what they're going to do, these deep fake videos, all the videos we saw of people dressed in Trump gear, taking off, changing their clothes into other clothing, those videos that we saw. Well, in the future, you're not going to be able to believe if they're real or they're not. And this is all done, and he makes an important point here. This inevitable explosion of phony content, and that's what it's going to be. And it's going to be predominantly circulated on our side, on these platforms that go around the censorship of Facebook, of Twitter, of Fox News, heck, of Newsmax, of even RSBN. And all it does, these deep fake videos that are not real, that claim Joe Biden said this, that claim Kamala Harris said this, or who knows what, that appear to show Nancy drunk and Nancy Pelosi actually drunk. By the way, there's lots of murmurs that she often does these news conferences half drunk, which would explain why she says and how she acts and how she stumbles. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is stumbling because he has serious dementia issues, sadly. But all of these videos that are going to come forward on our side are going to be called phony. It's going to explode with software like this, and it's meant to. And it is meant to only strengthen the hand of Facebook and Twitter and Fox News and MSNBC and CNN and the Alphabet networks. And it is going to cause us all kinds of problems. And we are going to have to learn to be far more discerning moving forward. In fact, they have in this story, and it's, you can watch it on YouTube, it is a Donald Trump hilarious deep fake video on the election. Donald Trump dressed with a really tacky Christmas sweater, and it's his face and it's his words, and it's a deep fake video, and you can watch it, and it's pretty good. This is something that we need to be careful of, because what's coming soon is the realities are because of this, and it is going to infringe on our First Amendment rights. 6:59, back with one more hour. You're listening to Political Coffee. Talk about it.